This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. 10 years ago, back before he was really anybody, Barack Obama gave a speech. The speech, you could say, the 2004 Democratic National Convention. There's not a red America and a blue America. There's a United States of America speech. He talked about a lot of things in that speech, the then senator did, including globalization.
And fellow Americans, Democrats, Republicans, independents, I say to you tonight, we have more work to do. More work to do for the workers I met in Galesburg, Illinois, who are losing their union jobs at the Maytag plant that's moving to Mexico, and now are having to compete with their own children for jobs that pay $7 an hour.
10 years on from that speech, almost 11 now, Galesburg, Illinois is the subject of a new book about globalization, about not the big macroeconomic impacts, but about people and what happens when the big factory in town shuts down and leaves for Mexico. The book is called Boom, Bust, Exodus by Chad Broughton. Chad, thanks for coming in.
Thanks for the invitation, Kai.
You went to Galesburg for the first time a couple of years before that speech by Obama, 2001. What was it like then, while this Maytag plant was still up and running?
There's a lot of anxiety in town, I'd say. There's a new cost-cutting CEO at the helm of Maytag. They had opened up two factories in Reynosa, Mexico. And so, you know, there were some rumors swirling around that the factory might be in jeopardy. And so, you know, I played basketball with a manager at the Maytag factory. And I, you know, had conversations here and there with people who were connected to Maytag. Everybody in town, it seemed, was connected to that factory.
This is a very person-driven economic story on both sides of the border, right? Down in Reynosa, Mexico, and also in Galesburg. And you start with a guy by the name of Mike Patrick, who starts at the plant in night, which then wasn't Maytag, it was somebody else. But he starts there in 1959, doing this job that seems anachronistic, putting insulation inside these refrigerators. Describe it for me for a minute.
Right. It was like cotton candy, basically, and he stuffed it into the metal shell of the cabinet of the refrigerator. And he did that all day, basically. And later on, they would get the technology to sort of just inject it in. And that technology actually was developed in Galesburg. But they were very physical jobs. They're 1959, 1960s, and they're tough jobs. He would go home at the end of the day and take a cold bath so the prickly stuff, the insulation, would come out of his skin so he'd get ready for the next day.
And then one day, Mike Patrick gets a phone call, and I want to play his reaction.
One evening, I got a call from Maytag, head human relations guy from Maytag Corporation, saying that he'd like to meet with myself and the union committee, that they were going to put out an announcement that they were going to close the plant and move it to Mexico.
Just like that. Done.
Yeah, that was the big announcement in actually 2002.
Yeah.
It really stunned the town. And, you know, they felt like this was a year after 9/11. And so a lot of the protests around this, the rallies at Labor Day, the rallies at the shareholders meeting that I describe in the book, you know, they were very nationalistic, very patriotic. And they felt that this was a profoundly unpatriotic thing to do by the company, by this very American company, this quintessentially American company, Maytag.
And they go and they open up a plant in Reynosa, Mexico, down south of the border. Mm-hmm. The Mexican counterpart to Mike Patrick, in a way, I suppose, is this woman named Laura Flora. She's in Reynosa. She works at the Maytag plant there. What happens to her life? What is her story?
Yeah, well, she felt like there weren't opportunities for her kids in the rural areas of Veracruz, so she came north. She brought them north. But when she got to the border, she was fearful of the circumstances there around the crossing. And so she decided to stick it out in Reynosa for the time being, and she ended up kind of stuck there. And so she had to do what she had to do, which was work in these abundant, low-skill jobs mm-hmm. in the maquiladoras. And she did that at Maytag for about 3.5 years until Whirlpool bought Maytag and closed that factory and moved it further south.
Right, and then there's the irony. Whirlpool buys Maytag, and then this factory mm-hmm. that Maytag had moved all its stuff to out of Galesburg closes itself.
Right, Right. It lasted, I think, 3.5 years in Reynosa, and then they moved it, Whirlpool did, to Ramos Arizpe, just north of Saltillo, Mexico. And there today, that's where Whirlpool makes its side-by-side refrigerators. About 3,200 workers produce about 2,500 refrigerators per day in that assembly plant.
I want to end, actually, with the beginning, with the prologue of this book. The scene is you driving into town on what, Illinois Route 41 through the corn and the soybeans. And then you get into town and you come upon the remnants, I guess, of this factory. And I want you to read a little bit that starts behind the welcome sign.
Behind the welcome sign is a vacant parking lot scattered with concrete blockades and rubble. And behind the parking lot rises a massive white-gray box of a building. A stylish cobalt blue line wraps around its roof like a gigantic ribbon around a gift box. Several years ago, you could have made out Maytag, but the outlines of the letters have faded. Now there's only a pockmarked facade with spots of flaking paint, discolored exterior panels, and two big available signs. One with an 1-800 number, and another advertising what remains of this empty giant, plus or minus 707,624 square feet.
I love that. Plus or minus 707,624. what's it like to walk through that empty plant today, as I'm sure you have done on your visits to Galesburg?
Yeah, I did it a few weeks ago, actually. It's so big still, even though only one third of it still stands. You know, when it was still entirely there, it took a mile to walk from one end to the other, and now it still feels very big and empty. You know, I walked through with Mike Patrick, who had worked there for, I think, 4 decades, and he had a quite emotional experience walking through it again. It just, you know, it's empty and feels hollow now.
It's a book called Boom, Bust, Exodus by Chad Broughton. Chad, thanks very much.
Thanks for having me, Kai.
We've got an excerpt of Chad Broughton's book on our website. It is, of course, marketplace.org.